It's a matter of simple mathematics. Each weekend in the North Bay, at least three new plays open somewhere between Mill Valley and Cloverdale. A weekend has 3 days and three nights. So if the average theater reviewer sees one play on each of those nights, assuming there were not four plays opening that weekend, which there often are, then if one does the math, one must conclude that the reviewer, assuming he or she has a spouse who wants that reviewer to spend at least some evenings at home, will not stay married long. There is simply no way for a mere married mortal to catch all of the theatrical offerings all of the time, no matter how much he or she wants to, which in my case is definitely the case. I want to, but I can't, which is why I have not yet seen the Sixth Street Playhouse production of John Logan's remarkable two-actor play, Red, which ends its three-weekend run this weekend, which is when I will see it. This weekend, though that will be too late for me to say anything about it on the air before it closes. So, let me just say this. I love this play. I'm not talking about this particular production, which of course I haven't seen, but the play itself, which I saw last year when it was presented by Berkeley Repertory Theater. I liked the show so much, I immediately bought John Logan's script, and I've read it a couple of times since just to soak up as much of its heady, intellectual, art-smart philosophy and brilliant bad boy banter as possible. At Sixth Street, where Red appears under the direction of Craig Miller, the production features actors Charles Siebert and Ryan Shaback, both actors who've done seriously good work at Sixth Street in the past. In a way, this play is like a bucket of paint. How an artist chooses to apply the paint to a canvas can either result in a work of fresh, indelible, unforgettable art, or a canvas with some wet paint on it. In one artist's hands, that bucket of paint could be the beginning of a masterpiece destined to change those who gaze upon it, or the start of a crass commercial product created only to earn a paycheck. And this, it so happens, is part of the point of Red, the story of iconic American abstract artist Mark Rothko and the months-long period in which he painted a series of art pieces for an upscale New York restaurant which had offered him more money than had ever been offered to an artist before. In real life, Rothko ended up keeping the paintings and giving the money back. Who does that, and why? Red, which unfolds in a series of conversations and arguments between Rothko and his long-suffering assistant Ken, gives one possible set of answers to those questions. Along the way, playwright Logan uses the battle of wills between these two artists as the canvas on which he paints with gorgeous, glittering swashes of words his celebration of the power of beauty, intelligence, human worth, and the choices an artist makes in the act of creating art, however you define that amorphous and mysterious word. That's a big part of the reason Red won the 2010 Tony Award for Best New Play. We have 4 days left to see it at Sixth Street. Nobody can see everything, but based on the script alone, this one should probably not be missed. Red runs Thursday through Sunday through May 26th at Sixth Street Playhouse, sixthstreetplayhouse.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.